Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, Bolivar American Liberator is a biographical history of Simón Bolívar by Marie Arana, published as a broad, carefully researched account of one of the central figures in Latin American independence. The book traces Bolívar's rise from privileged origins in Venezuela to his role as the leader of liberation movements that helped secure independence for territories that became Venezuela, Colombia, Ecuador, Peru, Bolivia, and Panama. Arana writes for a general audience but relies on extensive primary sources, including Bolívar's own writings and contemporary testimony, to present both the grandeur of his achievements and the limits of his political vision. Rather than treating him as a simple hero, the book examines Bolívar as a military strategist, political thinker, and deeply flawed public figure operating in a region shaped by colonial rule, racial hierarchy, and instability. Its purpose is both historical and interpretive, to explain why Bolívar remains a defining but contested presence in the history of the Americas. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Bolívar as a revolutionary leader who helped break Spanish imperial power. A central focus of the book is Bolívar's role in the struggle against Spanish colonial rule, especially his leadership across multiple liberation campaigns in northern South America. Arana presents independence not as a single war, but as a long, fragmented process involving difficult geography, weak institutions, shifting alliances, and sustained military pressure. This matters because it frames Bolívar as more than a battlefield hero. He becomes the coordinating force behind a continent-wide political transformation that required strategy, endurance, and the ability to move armies across mountains, plains, and political borders. The book emphasizes the scale of what was at stake, the dismantling of an imperial order that had structured political life for centuries. By showing how closely Bolívar's fortunes were tied to the fate of independence itself, Arana explains why his name remains inseparable from the founding of modern South American republics. The liberator figure is therefore treated as historically consequential, but also as someone whose success depended on conditions he could not fully control. Secondly, a nuanced portrait that balances heroism with political and personal flaws, Arana's biography is notable for resisting idealization. Bolívar appears as charismatic, energetic, and intellectually ambitious, but also impatient, authoritarian at times, and capable of harsh measures in war and politics. This balance is important because many accounts of revolutionary leaders flatten them into icons or villains, while Arana insists that Bolívar's greatness and his failures are inseparable. His political project was weakened by his difficulty in building durable institutions after victory. And the book does not hide the fact that his commitment to liberation could coexist with dictatorial impulses. That tension is one of the book's most significant interpretive points. It suggests that revolutionary leadership often creates a contradiction. The same force that helps destroy colonial authority may also encourage concentration of power in the name of order. Arana's method gives readers a more credible historical figure, one whose achievements were real but whose moral and political limits helped shape the unstable post-independence world he left behind. Thirdly, race coalition building and the social complexity of independence. Another major theme is Bolívar's dependence on a broad coalition of social groups, especially Black, Indigenous, and mixed-race soldiers who were essential to the independence wars. Arana uses this fact to challenge any simplified comparison between Bolívar and North American founders, because the South American struggle was shaped by a much more diverse and divided social landscape. The book shows that liberation required not just defeating Spain, but also bringing together populations with different interests, identities, and grievances. That process was politically fragile and socially charged, since colonial hierarchies had long organized society by race and class. Arana treats Bolívar's ability to rally these groups as one of his major achievements, while also showing how limited and unstable such alliances could be. This dimension gives the biography wider historical meaning. Independence in Spanish America was not merely a transfer of sovereignty, but a struggle over who would count as part of the political community. The book, therefore, connects military history to the deeper problem of nation building in a divided society. Fourthly, primary source research used to separate historical fact from heroic myth, Arana's biography stands out for its documentary approach. She draws on Bolívar's letters, speeches, and contemporary accounts to build a portrait that is grounded in evidence rather than legend. This research strategy is especially valuable because Bolívar has long been surrounded by political mythmaking, with later generations using his image for conflicting ideological purposes. The book explicitly pushes back against this tendency by reconstructing a more human and historically limited Bolívar. Rather than presenting him as a timeless symbol, Arana places him in the concrete circumstances of his campaigns, relationships, and political disputes. The result is a biography that can explain both the making of the myth and the person behind it. This method also strengthens the reader's understanding of how history itself is, written and revised, the same figure can be turned into a nationalist saint, our evolutionary model, or an authoritarian cautionary tale. Arana's research does not eliminate ambiguity, but it makes that ambiguity visible and historically grounded. Lastly, why Bolivar's legacy remains contested across the Americas? The book closes the gap between 19th century independence and present-day memory by showing that Bolivar's legacy is still politically active. Arana explains that different groups have claimed him for opposing purposes, which means his reputation is not fixed but continually reinterpreted. This is one reason the biography matters beyond its historical setting. It helps readers understand how national founders become tools in later debates over identity, authority, democracy, and revolution. Bolivar's inability to create stable post-independence governments is central here, because it helps explain why admiration for his liberation campaigns has often been paired with disappointment about what followed. Arana does not reduce that failure to personal weakness alone. She places it within the wider instability of a continent emerging from empire. The book, therefore, invites readers to think about the difference between winning independence and building workable states. That distinction is one of the deepest lessons of the biography, and it makes the work relevant to anyone interested in political formation, historical memory, and the long afterlife of revolutionary leadership. In conclusion, Bolivar, American Liberator is best suited to readers who want a serious but accessible biography that combines narrative momentum with historical interpretation. It will appeal to readers of Latin American history, students of revolution and state formation, and anyone interested in how national myths are created and challenged. The practical value of the book lies in its ability to explain not only what Bolivar did, but why his victories produced such unstable outcomes afterward. It offers a useful lesson in leadership under revolutionary conditions. Military success does not automatically create durable political order. Intellectually, the book helps readers see South American independence as a complex continental process rather than a simplified hero story. What sets it apart from many biographies is Arana's balance of scholarship and readability. She writes with clarity and narrative drive, but she does not sacrifice nuance, especially when discussing race, power, and the limits of personal rule. The result is a biography that is both informative and corrective, especially for readers who know little about Bolivar or have encountered him only as a legendary symbol. It stands out because it treats him as a world historical figure without losing sight of his contradictions. If you would like to support Marie Arana, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.